Box A, Variable Definition. We mentioned the term variable in the last slide, and hopefully from high school algebra you have an idea of what a variable is in the mathematical sense. The computer version is quite similar. A program needs a place to store information, whether it's input or the results of calculations. Such data is stored in computer memory. A variable corresponds to a physical segment of system memory where a value can be stored of some type. Via the variable name, we can access the memory cell the variable corresponds to. Memory cells are organized in a sequential fashion. Each cell has an address, which the computer uses to refer to a particular memory cell. Note that a variable occupies a certain amount of memory, is given a name with which it can be referred to, and has a type, which corresponds with the type of values that can be stored in that variable. A variable name is also sometimes called an identifier. Box B, Intrinsic Variable Types 1. There are several built-in C++ variable types which allow you to store different types of values. As you will learn in later chapters, you can combine these foundation types into logical units to form more complex custom variable types. The first type we look at is the standard string type. Now, this is actually not an intrinsic C++ type. However, it is so fundamental that we have included it with the intrinsic types. As box B states, the standard string variable type is used to store string values. The next variable type is an intrinsic type, and it's used to store a single character value. It is worth mentioning that a char is really a special integer type which is interpreted as a character. As you will see in the textbook, each character symbol is given a numerical code number. Last, the bool variable type is used to store truth values, that is, true or false values. C++ provides two literal keywords, true and false, for initializing such variables. In addition, you can also assign numerical values to bool types. In C++, any non-zero value is interpreted as true, and zero is interpreted as false. Box C, Intrinsic Variable Types 2. Continuing the discussion of the C++ types, we have the short, int, and long types. These are all integer types. A short integer typically consumes less memory and stores a shorter range of integers than an int, but not necessarily. It depends on the platform. On the other hand, a long integer typically consumes more memory and stores a longer range of integers than an int. However, again, not necessarily. It depends on the platform. For example, 32-bit Windows uses a 16-bit short integer, and 32-bit int and long integers. So int and long have the same range in memory requirements, while shorts have a smaller range and require half the memory. We will look at some example ranges on the next slide for 32-bit Windows. We say 32-bit Windows because C++ is designed for portability, and different platforms have different hardware architectures, which may not have 32-bit integers, for example. So for the sake of portability, C++ cannot define the number of bits and ranges the integer types occupy. Rather, the standard defines relationships between them. Therefore, if we are to give any exact numbers, it has to be for a particular platform. The float and double types are used to store real number approximations. As the slide says, the 64-bit version is more precise and can store bigger numbers, which is ideal for scientific programming. However, for games, 32-bit floats typically work well enough. Box D, Variable Declarations and Initializations. In this box, we talk about declaration and initialization. To declare a variable, we specify its type followed by its name. A declared variable corresponds to some memory cell, and that memory cell contains some previously stored value. So, if we looked at pi after declaring it, we would see some garbage value. We say pi is undefined. So, to define pi, we need to make an assignment to it. This assignment specifies the value we want to store in the memory cell pi corresponds to. As a rule of thumb, always declare and initialize your variables immediately. This helps avoid bugs which can occur by using an undefined variable. Finally, note that the equal sign in C++ is the assignment operator. This is important. The assignment operator assigns a value to a variable. For example, pi equals 3.14 means store 3.14 in the variable pi. The equal sign does not test equality. Another symbol is used for that, which we will learn about in Chapter 2.